This was about the time of the 38% income tax to relieve the state treasury of some of its grievous problems.
That's correct, yes, in addition to everything else. And they wanted to take this large tract of land, thousands of houses, churches. I think it was 9 churches that were to be demolished among us in this given area, which was a sort of a tightly knit ethnic area called Poletown, as the name suggests. And we were testing the constitutionality of the law, which said no taking of private property for private purposes, and only you can only take private property for a public purpose. Well, the court heard the opinion, and the decision came down ultimately 5-2 that the taking of the Poletown area, it was private property, was a public purpose. Well, I couldn't swallow this. It was my way of thinking that if you took private property with the idea and the now full knowledge that it was going to go to General Motors Corporation, that's taking it for a private purpose. So this was the case. The wrecking balls were had swung in some instances and were ready to swing some more. So this was a sort of a record I'm looking for something in my file here on Poletown. Sort of a record for speed on a decision by the Supreme Court. The reason I find this in my file is that I teach property at Cooley Law School, and naturally this is an aspect of it, condemnation. And I'm looking at the head notes of the Poletown case, argued March 3rd, 1981, decided March 13th, 1981, from oral submission to written decision, 10 days. Well, that's a little unusual. Very few Supreme Court cases come down that fast. But here we were. As I say, the wrecking ball had been swinging and had been stopped, and the whole thing had to move on or else be stopped, one of the two. So it was necessary that we make this decision. Well, the majority of the court, 5 members, said that this was a proper exercise of the power of condemnation, that to alleviate unemployment is a public purpose. Well, this had never been, the taking power had never been construed this far before, that to alleviate unemployment is a public purpose. I'm reading from majority opinion here. It says the power of eminent domain is to be used in this instance primarily to accomplish the essential public purposes of alleviating unemployment and revitalizing the economic base of the community. The benefit to a private interest is merely incidental